Good morning. Happy December. Do you know how you know when it's winter? Autumn leaves. This morning I got up and I was a little concerned about gathering for worship. I looked outside and it was pretty snowy out in my yard and whatever. But I looked in the backyard and there were rabbits back there. And I looked at them and they looked at me and I said, "How's breakfast?" They were munching away. And they said, "Wonderful iceberg lettuce." So we're glad to be gathering. Winter's among us. What do you think of the beautiful livery of our sanctuary this morning? Amen. Thank you to all those who helped to do with the adorning and the decorating and the preparing. We are indeed decked out in preparation as we move through Advent. In the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things coming on. I want to make sure that we're clear for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is on Sunday. So we will have our regular 11 a.m. worship. It will be the cantata. The ensemble has been tuning and practicing and refining, and so we look forward to hearing them bring us worship through music. Then at 7 p.m., we will have a Christmas Eve evening candlelight service with some refreshments following, if you will help bring the refreshments. So be aware that we'll need you to help with all of your culinary masterpieces. This coming Tuesday is our church conference. We will be gathering by Zoom. We'll send out that Zoom link. You can join by computer or by phone if you like. Just make you aware. Are there other announcements that we need to make sure of as we are gathering and organizing ourselves for the morning? Michael, this young woman down here in the middle here, she's wearing a Denver Bronco something sweater.
This coming Saturday is the Women's Society meeting, Women of Faith, and we will be having a Christmas party. And all the women of Burns are invited.
Women of Faith this Saturday. Thank you, Sandy Tinney. Other announcements, good things for the good of the order. I'm not aware of any other things that we need to be aware of. This morning we do celebrate communion. I think everyone here has partaken before. It will be our usual. We will take the elements through a tincture. You'll receive a piece of bread and take an individual cup. You may kneel at the rail individually if that is your desire. If you would like us to bring the elements to you, we will be happy to do that. Remain in your seat and let the ushers know, and we will bring the elements to you to serve you as we are about celebrating the Eucharist this morning. Any other announcements for the good of the order? If not, let's stand, wave hello to one another. Diana's going to lead us into the call to worship.
Hello, everyone. Wave, wave, wave. Thank you. Is this on? Yeah. Brothers and sisters, join me in entreating our Lord. O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, come. Restore us, O God. You who are enthroned upon the cherub, shine forth. We seek you now and always. Stir up your might and come to save us. Now, if you'll join me in hymn number 249, there's a song in the air, one of my favorite.
Fire.
You may be seated.
I'm going to invite the Blake family forward as we prepare to light our first Advent candle. Colleen, Will, and Serenity, come on up.
Please join me in the reading. The first Advent candle is the candle of peace. The Gospel of Luke tells us, in the region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The humble shepherds were terrified and were reassured by an angel of the Lord, "Be not afraid." An innocent, humble baby born in Bethlehem. The baby Jesus brings peace to the world.
Wonderful. Thank you. As they are going to be seated, I invite the ensemble forward.
Come, O come, Emmanuel.
Okay.
Amen.
We'll have the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 9 right now. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because the grace of God that has been given you in Jesus Christ. For in every way you have been enriched by him in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, ensemble. In the back of the bulletin, you see our prayers listed. You see some of the concerns and celebrations of our family. Are there others concerns that you would lift this morning? Michael, where did Michael Summerall disappear? There he is. He had his head down. I lost him for a moment.
Prayers for my dad. He's in the hospital right now in Colorado Springs. And we're probably going to move him to a rehab facility in the Springs on Monday.
Okay. For Don's father, Don. Okay. Prayers for him. Other concerns in our midst? Kelly.
This concerns my cousin, Sean. He just passed this past Friday. He's my cousin's little brother, Anthony.
Okay, for Sean, thank you. Thank you. Others, thank you for catching that. I didn't see him down in the corner there. I don't see any other concerns. We continue to lift conflicts around the world, especially as more violent conflict has ensued again in the Middle East. We lift all caught up in those awful atrocities. By way of birthdays and anniversaries, today is Renee Verone's birthday. I bet you she's following us online. Renee, happy birthday to you. I do not have any late word on Steve Boyles. We did announce last week, I didn't get it in the back of the bulletin, that he had been in the hospital. So we're waiting to hear updates and Michael, Holly Armstrong might have an update. Hang on, we'll get you on. Stand up so we can get you on camera and on microphone. There we go. Thanks, Bo.
Hi. I don't have a super recent one, but in the couple of days after that, Steve was doing much better. And so Don was feeling really encouraged that he was doing better. I still don't know exactly what happened. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyways. They do either. So, all right, good. Good, good, good.
But your prayers have helped.
Serenity, do you know of somebody's birthday coming up this week? I think it's your grandpa Will's birthday on Thursday. Ask him how old he's going to be. Old enough to know better, huh?
Older than dirt.
Older than dirt. All right. Happy birthday, Will.
Older than dirt.
Older than dirt. You got that right. Trevor McElhaney, 42. Bob Armstrong. Holly, did you know you got a birthday in the family? He's going to be 21, huh? No. I have down here, he's 66. Is there he's a route. Okay. Those are the birthdays and anniversaries I have on my list. Are there others? Are there special events, a special holiday, special? All right. I don't see any others. We certainly celebrate this first Sunday of Advent as we begin the four Sundays, moving us toward Christmas. Let's join together in our unison prayer. You find it printed in the worship bulletin or on the screen. Let us read responsively. In this Advent season, we prepare for God's coming. Through Jesus, we know that God accepts all our human limitations. Jesus remains faithful to us in the search for peace. When we have taken Christ's actions lightly, we have failed to be his disciples. We come here repenting. In Christ, we are forgiven. Christ guides us to search for truth. Lord, guide our journey in this Advent. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and prayer. Lord God, you have created us. You are all and you know all. You are present to each of our prayers, and you are with those who are hurting, suffering. As we gather, Lord, we turn to you and pause as we reflect on a world where there are wars. In the history of humanity, we have had wars and rumors of war and struggles and strife and epidemics and pandemics and disasters. Lord, how do we respond as your faithful people? We are grateful for your presence. We are grateful for your guidance. We are grateful for the teachings through Jesus Christ. We are intent upon his call for peace. On this first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate peace. Not that we have achieved it, but that it is one of our primary goals. The Prince of Peace leads us here and guides us in our journey. Help us, Lord. Help us be interpreters of Christ's peace through the world, in our nation, in our states, in our cities, in ourselves. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks for all that we have, the homes we have and the warmth that we have, the food that we have, the prosperity that is so rich that people come to this nation in huge numbers. Help us, Lord, be those people of peace, those people of the nation that you call to be faithful. And as we gather here, Lord, we gather with one another of all different types, languages, cultures, political divisions, and we gather in the Lord's Prayer saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings, and especially for your care. In this season of gift giving, we are a generous people, and we are reflecting on that generosity. Thank you for your offertory, or for your offering. I invite Barbara to share with us this morning's offertory.
I invite you to stand as we read the New Testament, if you're able. It's Mark 13, verses 27 and 32 through 37. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give up its light. And the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands a doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the minister of the house will come, the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crows, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It is well with my soul is a vacation Bible school song. We're inviting all the youths to come forward and help. Grab these young'uns down there, Miss Stephanie, get everybody down here. Kelly, where are you, buddy? Get up here.
You're watching Life Great Dance.
Thank you, young people. Hey. It dawned on me the other day that it's been a while since I had a major automobile malfunction. I may be jinxing myself to be aware of that fact, but all the time I've had vehicles, they've always been used vehicles, and they've always required some TLC, some love and care and attention. Now, I don't know, maybe you don't work on cars, but when I work on cars, invariably, I get covered with grease and grime and slime and dirt and be smudged and filthy and smelly. Maybe there are things that you do that do the same thing. I don't know, but it's been a part of my life for a long time, fixing cars. As a matter of fact, I had a young fellow volunteer to help me once do a timing chain on a Jeep Wagoneer. And he showed up in blue jeans and a white t-shirt. He went home in a gray shirt and gray pants, and he was greased from head to toe, and he was happier than a clam. The best part of all of that is when you get done and the car works and you can go inside or stop just outside the door and shed all the clothes and go straight into the shower and just cleanse yourself. Just scrub all of the dirt and the grime, all you can get, scrub it off. And then put on clean, fresh clothes. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever gotten filthy, dirty? If you haven't, I can help you with that. The gospel lesson this morning is an odd one for the... It was like the Vacation Bible School song. That was a beautiful Christmassy piece, wasn't it? Did you see all the Christmassy scenery there? I pointed to Stephanie. I said, this doesn't look like winter, dear. But this passage doesn't really feel like Advent and celebration. In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moons will not give its light and the stars will be falling from heaven. The stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. It sounds unsettling. It sounds like a worry. It does not sound like a scripture fit for the Sunday of peace, does it? The reality is that peace can be found at any time through our faith. Even in the midst of the darkest night, even in the midst of war and tribulation, and there have been many. As we contemplate, and it feels like this is the worst things have ever been, I have been reading history, and I've read of wars that were awful. I have read of plagues and tragedies. And we tend to forget those when we have been as blessed as we have been. There are atrocities occurring today. And there are injustices, and we hear them, and we see them now in high definition in the morning news, in the evening news. All day long we hear of these things. And if you're like me, I respond, I get angry. Boy, I want to respond, and those who have done evil should be punished, and I begin to envision in my own mind punishments for them. I am getting that white t-shirt dirty. That young lad who came and helped me that got filthy, I in the same way am beginning to besmirch myself. You see, the Lord sees all transgressions. There's not a single one that the Lord escapes, fails to see, fails to comprehend, is aware of, and will be the perfect judge. In conflicts, especially today, there's both sides saying, well, you did this, well, you did this, well, it was your fault, well, you started it, and you did this, and you've been persecuting, and you've been, yes, lots of blame to go around. But the Lord will sort all that out and the Lord's justice is perfect. Amen? So amidst all of our trials and tribulations and the wars and suffering and the political rancor and the illnesses and infirmities and even amidst aging and death, the Lord is with us. For in every way we have been enriched in the Lord in speech and knowledge of every kind. The testimony of Christ has been strengthened among us. We are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Man, that's a mouthful. We are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Do not let ourselves stray. Do not let ourselves be besmirched by our own reactions and angers and awful thoughts. In doing so, we step away from the light into the darkness, and it will compound and take us away. Take us away from the light of Jesus Christ. So getting clean. Maybe it's just working in the yard, or maybe it was cooking and you just had a very violent cooking session and you just needed to just cleanse yourself, get cleaned up. Maybe it was a workout. You just went to the gym and you came back sweaty and just needed to get clean. This is where we come. It's important to recognize that we have to go out into the world and that we might get besmirched. There will be trials and tribulations and mudslinging and vile and tribulation and words and nasty things might happen. Jesus sent the disciples out into the world. He sent them out like lambs among wolves. And we are called to do the same. Not to be in charge, but to offer the peace that is within us. For we are not lacking in any spiritual gifts. So this is the Sunday of peace, and it might seem a little bit odd to think of that or to put that together, but I'm learning over time that peace is something I find and hold within. It is not something that comes from without, and it is not something influenced by all that is outside. The gospel lesson was interesting, wasn't it? The master of the house goes away and leaves, and that leaves us at work. It is about us. It is about us being prepared and not knowing when the master will return. We have to be ready at any moment. We need to be prepared. We need to center ourselves now. I am the worst one about thinking, well, as soon as I get this bill paid off, then I'm going to do that. I've been thinking, as soon as I retire, I'm going to do this and this and this. You know, none of this has worked yet. I remember thinking, as soon as I graduate from high school, it's going to be all different. When I move out from my parents' house, it's always been something just over the horizon. And we can't live there. We can't be that people. When it comes to being the Christians called to offer peace to the world, we have to be ready now. We'll have other candles. Don't let go of hope. Don't stop celebrating joy. Don't fail to love those around you, but go out into the world and speak Christ to the people you meet. Don't use words. Saint Francis of Assisi, go and preach Christ. Use words only if absolutely necessary. Preach Christ. Do not allow yourself to fall into doubts and worries about apprehensions and worries and the worries of the world. We can't solve all of the world. We can solve what's around us, but Christ knows that it begins here individually, one at a time, within each of us. Don't be paralyzed. Do the work. If only one little smidgen at a time. I've been thinking I need to clean my house, and then I look and I don't know where to start. There's no starting place. There's no ending place. So instead I say, well, I'll just sit down again. Don't be impassive. Don't be paralyzed. Remain firm, knowing that the Lord is within us. Remain firm, knowing that we are not lacking in any spiritual gift that we need. Don't hide away from the world. Don't hide away from those struggles that might be, but engage them with peace in your heart and walk with God and join in God and join in being the people we've been called to be. We haven't quite made it. We haven't quite gotten that done. So I'm going to ask that we stand and read our confession and pardon. Pastor Neo is going to come and lead us. Need your glasses? Can you get it? I see.
Are we doing it in unison?
Yeah, do it in unison. Go ahead.
Confession and pardon. In unison, we'll do it. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
It was the Passover feast, we knew that. That evening in Jerusalem, and it would be their last meal together, Jesus established a tradition to help us remember who we are and whose we are. In the middle of the meal, he took the bread and he gave thanks to God for the bread, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. The supper continued. The disciples didn't know what to expect, but it was Passover. They were filling themselves with wine and food, and there was a glow about them all. And as the meal came to an end, they thought, he's not going to surprise us with anything else now. But he took the cup. He took the Elijah cup. That's the cup that remains on the table. It's waiting for the prophet Elijah to return. And he gave thanks to God for the cup. And he offered it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. For this is the blood of my new covenant, shed for you and for many in remembrance of me. Do this as often as you gather in my name. Amen? Amen. Nalu, Mike, Mark. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Can I get an amen for all that? Amen, amen. The Lord has fed us. Let's stand and sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. Number 220, if you're following in your hymnal, stand. Let Diana lead us. Which do you fall into? There were the four verses. There were angels, and there were saints, shepherds,
and wise men.
And what?
Wise men.
What's the last one?
Wise men.
Wise men.
Sages.
Sages. That's the one I was after.
Sages.
I'm new here.
You blew it for me, Mark.
We come, and I beg you, forgive my errors, my trials and tribulations, but instead hear Christ. And may God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit fill you with Christ's love, Christ's word, Christ's guidance, and that we may offer peace. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Let's join hands, sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.